Welcome to today's episode. In this episode, we hear the story of Mylène, a French-speaking woman originally from Côte d'Ivoire whose life has been marked by exile, violence, loss, resilience, and determination. Her story is shared through the perspective of a mentor who accompanied her through some of the most difficult years of her life. Mylène arrived in France alone after a long and dangerous journey. She crossed the Mediterranean by boat with the help of people smugglers. The journey was exhausting and filled with uncertainty, insecurity, and violence. She had left Côte d'Ivoire because she no longer felt safe. Growing up in a very poor family where polygamy was common, she often felt unsupported and unprotected. At one point in her life, another woman suggested that prostitution could be a way to earn money quickly. Mylène began working as a sex worker independently and remained in that situation for several years. Life then seemed to offer a moment of hope. She fell in love with one of her clients and became pregnant, but shortly afterward, tragedy struck. At the time, Mylène did not know she had tuberculosis. Although she recovered, the man she loved became infected and later died. Reflecting on that period, she said,
"At that moment, I felt as though life was taking everything away from me."
After his death, Mylène raised her daughter alone, but new difficulties emerged. When her family discovered her involvement in prostitution, they threatened to kill her. Fearing for her life, she made the painful decision to leave her country. To protect her daughter from the dangers of exile, she entrusted her to her paternal grandmother before departing. It was a decision that would remain one of the hardest moments of her life.
"Leaving my daughter behind was the hardest decision of my life."
Her journey first took her to Morocco. There, she once again turned to prostitution to survive. But the violence she experienced became unbearable. Eventually, she decided to continue her journey to Spain. Looking back, she remembers the fear and uncertainty of those years.
"I saw too much violence. Sometimes I thought I wouldn't survive."
In Spain, a migrant support organization near the Mediterranean coast provided her with accommodation and basic assistance. Yet isolation remained a constant challenge. Unable to speak the language and still feeling alone, she decided to continue her journey and travel to France. Upon arriving in France, Mylène was welcomed into a reception center for asylum seekers in Toulouse. She applied for asylum and spent 2 years fighting for legal recognition. However, both OFPRA and the CNDA rejected her application. Returning to Côte d'Ivoire was not an option, but each rejection brought new disappointment.
"Every rejection made me feel as though another door was closing."
Despite these setbacks, she refused to give up. With the support of the charity L'Amicale du Nid, she applied to a program supporting women who wished to leave prostitution. The process was complex, lengthy, and emotionally exhausting. Years passed. Administrative procedures continued. Uncertainty remained part of daily life. Then, after 4 years of waiting and persistence, an important moment finally arrived. 6 months ago, Mylène received her first residence permit.
"I cried when I received my residence permit because, for the first time, I felt that my life might finally be able to start over."
Throughout these years, she continued moving forward. She participated in voluntary work. She joined a catering training program for women in Toulouse. Even when faced with instability and discouragement, she remained determined to rebuild her future. Her mentor describes her as an exceptionally resilient woman, someone who never stopped trying to move forward, step by step. At the same time, Mylène never stopped thinking about her daughter. Although separated by distance and circumstance, she remained emotionally present in her daughter's life and continued supporting her whenever possible.
"Even from afar, I never stopped being her mother."
Today, Mylène is working to make family reunification possible. She hopes her daughter will eventually join her in France. But the process remains uncertain. Her residence permits are temporary and require regular renewal. Still, there has been progress. Today, she has a home of her own. Looking back, Mylène's life has been marked by many forms of violence: poverty, exile, prostitution, institutional rejection, isolation, psychological suffering. Throughout this journey, she also received psychological support to help her recover and protect her mental health. At one point, she reflected on how invisible she often felt.
"For a long time, I felt invisible.
Her mentor explains that support was never limited to completing forms or navigating administrative procedures. It also meant being present during moments of doubt, moments of exhaustion, moments when giving up seemed easier than continuing. For women who have experienced violence, exile, and isolation, mentoring can become essential. It is about listening, reassuring, explaining rights, and reminding someone that they are not alone. In Milène's case, this consistent support brought stability to a life shaped by uncertainty. Her mentor remained available, including by phone, offering encouragement and helping her continue to believe in herself and her future. Today, they still keep in contact, and her mentor describes Milène as one of the strongest women she has ever met. As we close today's episode, Milène leaves us with a final reflection.
I have lost a lot along the way, but I haven't lost the will to carry on.
Thank you for listening. Milène's story reminds us that resilience is not the absence of suffering. It is the decision to continue moving forward despite it. Her journey demonstrates the strength it can take to rebuild a life after violence, loss, exile, and repeated obstacles. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you in the next episode. Questions for reflection. How does Milène's story help us understand that violence is not limited to a single incident, but can accumulate over the course of a lifetime? What does Milène's story teach us about the strength required to rebuild one's life after exile, prostitution, violence, and administrative rejections? Why is it important, when supporting her, to see Milène not only as a victim, but also as a woman capable of resisting, making decisions, and rebuilding her future?